Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, another podcast to download. On this podcast, could you anger me with your unhealthy breakfast? The answer would be yes. Yes, it doesn't take much for me to tip over the edge when it comes to unhealthy breakfasts. Also, the toilet paper challenge. Who could use the least squares of toilet paper? This whole thing's been a stitch up, to be honest. If you've been following this journey closely, there's no doubt. There's not a single person in the world who doesn't have some empathy for me at the moment. Very bad bounce and luck of the draw in this challenge. Also, the Kardashians, of course, affected by the Instagram blackout of 2019. One can only pray for them. What fantasy did you not get over the line? World's hardest quiz. White quiz, by the way. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
People aren't going to be happy about this. There's going to be a strong, what I hope is a minority, but to be honest, I think it might be a strong majority here that are going to be up in arms. They're not going to be happy about it. I think if it just changes one person's behaviour, it's not. I've done my job. Australians are obsessing over Cadbury's new caramel spread. Now, usually I'd attack fake news and like media uproar and like exaggeration. Australian shoppers are obsessing. I actually do think they're obsessing over the new Cadbury caramel spread. The 400-gram tub, retailing for $7.95 at selected Coles supermarket stores, hit the shelves this week, consisting of dairy milk chocolate and flowing caramel. Oh, nothing better than kicking off your day with a nice sugary treat like that, is there? Facebook users have shared their enthusiasm for the sweet treat that also comes in Malteser and crunchy varieties. This is awesome on pancakes for breakfast, one mother posted online this week.
I'm sorry. That is just giving your child a bloody big bowl of sugar.
Well, let's not even go down the rabbit hole of what you should be feeding your kids as they're growing bodies so need all the nutrients they can get. Let's not even get into that. This is a fully grown woman who's treating herself to a juvenile chocolate spread for breakfast. This lady's probably been on the planet 30 years. Yeah, like, she knows better.
Yes, maybe if you're hungover, you're having a treat, you know, sure. Treat yourself to a little bit of Maltese or caramel spread. But for your daily Monday to Friday breakfast, how dare you?
The product is a variation of Cadbury's Caramello Chocolates, which consists of a milk chocolate egg with a smooth caramel centre. Shoppers shared their enthusiasm for the product in the comments section of the post. Oh my God, I have to look for that, one eagerly excited woman posted online, whilst another simply wrote, I want it now. All right, you'll survive, babes. We just got the Malteser one. Yum! Shared another. Some revealed how they like to enjoy the product, with one saying that it's nice with melted butter on white toast. Jesus Christ. Producer Jack is shaking. I mean, he's nodding his head out there. He is absolutely loving this. The second I shared the news today that the Cadbury spread was on shelves, not he done. He went right down and got one. He's looking for a new breakfast, Producer
Straight
Jack.
Down the left.
He's bought himself a whole jar of the stuff. Caramel spread.
Yeah, I'm sick of my, like, ham and cheese croissants and Weet-Bix bites. Like, I need something new, and this is the perfect thing.
Kick off your day the right way, you madman.
You've
got one vessel for good, and you're doing that. I know you're adding extra mayo to that. You know how much angry I get about people starting the day with shit breakfasts.
Where's your avocado, spinach, eggs, you know, porridge?
Who can afford that?
Come on, who has the time to cut up
avocado and all that? Sometimes in a rush, just need a bit of toast. That caramel spread would be perfect, just to butter it, walk out the door. Be delicious.
Oh, my God.
I'm mad I didn't get the Malteser and the crunchy one as well.
Oh, my God. Just have some oats and yogurt, mate. Have some oats and yogurt. Just if for the love of the only vessel that God gave you, kick off your day in the right way and stop having shit breakfast.
Get me mad with your shit breakfast specifically.
Get me mad with your shit breakfast on 131060 is apparently what we're doing here. Nothing gets me more angry than people that shovel this shit into them before 10 a.m. every morning. How ridiculous.
Do you know such a big one in old Kiwiland? Weet-Bix, bananas, fine. 2 tablespoons of sugar.
Don't do
it. Like, I'm sorry.
Don't do it. Do you want to crash by 11 a.m.? Oh, yeah. No, that'd be nice. Let me just feed my tongue for all. Let me just pleasure. Let me just. Big Mac. For an hour. And then the rest of the day you feel like shit. Absolutely ridiculous. I knew someone who lived off McMuffins. He didn't break McMuffin habit for 3.5 years.
Oh,
every morning.
Disgusting.
Ridiculous. Oats and yogurt. And then treat yourself at lunch if you must. God. Have some KFC for dinner, but do not start the most important meal of the day with a shit breakfast. Shittest breakfast might get a prize tonight. Hopefully I can let off all my steam in the next break. 13 10 60.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
13 10 60. Cadbury are bringing out caramel spread. It's available on shelves at Coles now. I'm getting very angry. You can get me mad with your shit breakfast on 13 10 60.
Get me mad with your shit breakfast specifically.
And I really hope producer Jack's just doing this as a stunt, because he went out today and he brought a jar of the new Cadbury caramel spread, and he claims that he's found his new breakfast. And this is a welcome change for him. He was getting bored of his ham and cheese croissants, and he knows that this riles me up. Bloody unhealthy breakfast. You get one body, mate. You get one chance to start off your day every day.
Exactly. Why would I not start it with something delicious that's going to put me in a great mood, and I have something to look forward to waking up every day?
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and you're ruining it by having a big sugary piece of toast, Jack.
What about some low GI oats and some natural Greek yogurt, mate? Get that into your bones. You won't have that little sugar.
That would literally make me not want to ever get out of bed.
Life wasn't meant to be tasty. This is a habit that has accrued for you over 28 years. You can only get up in the morning if there's a little bit of Cadbury caramel spread waiting at the bottom of the house. My God. I have oats every day. I don't even think about it. I'm doing the dishes whilst I'm eating it. Life wasn't meant to be tasty 24/7. Tim in Meltham, nothing makes me more angry than a shit breakfast. What are you kicking off the most important meal of the day with?
Oh, man, I used to live in America, but now I'm back home, so I miss the food that much. My brother ships it out to me every week. Well, sorry, every month, sorry. And that's Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, and you can hear the brain fart he had. He's mixing up his months with his weeks, because he's clearly experiencing a big sugar crash right now from his Frosted Flakes. Don't worry, mate. Another 8 hours. Just sleep on it. You can have some more Frosted Flakes in the morning, big boy. And you can crash by lunchtime, have a brain fart by dinner, and then more Frosted Flakes the next day. Absolutely ridiculous. Getting it imported. Rachel in Melbourne, who are you kicking off the day with?
So I go and have 2 or 3 Red Bulls, depending how tired I am. And then I'll go to 7-Eleven before work and get a coffee, a couple of donuts, and a sausage roll covered in tomato sauce.
Sorry?
What's funny about this? Typical me, you know, always been tired.
Really need couple of Red Bulls.
Really need a whole liter of Red Bull to wake up in the morning. Always will, you know, long. What you gonna do? Well, you can wean off the stuff, and
Why not?
A very nice, low GI, slow, sustained release every day if you wanted to.
And if you're after the caffeine, why not just a long black?
I need it full of caffeine. But I get low sugar Red Bull. Doesn't that make it healthy?
Doesn't make a difference.
God, so carcinogenic. I mean, I think there's a bit of, you know what you're doing, Roger. It's a little, bad news, is it?
I know it's bad.
Oh, dearie me. Well, dear, don't have to apologise to me. Just apologise to every bit of organ you have in your body. Daniel in Melbourne, wrap this up on 13 10 60. What are you having for breakfast?
A can of Coca-Cola and a cigarette.
Jesus Christ, the swagger on the boy. And you know
he's
what?
He's so proud.
What you've fallen into is you've got one of those fast-acting metabolisms, I can tell. You're not one of those obese people, are you? You're that person that can drink as much Coke as you want and never put on a kilo. You're rake thin. You're one of those guys?
Those
weedy-looking things walking around? Yeah, you've got... Yeah. So they're going to cut you open one day, and it's all just going to be black. 4 people are going to die just from exposure to your organs.
It'll catch up with you, Daniel.
Yeah, well. Well, Daniel.
You listening?
Wise words.
You got to exercise your lungs before you exercise your body.
Oh, my God.
Daniel.
Oh, dearie me. The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. The toilet paper challenge. We'll check in with that next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show presents
Frugal Toilet Paper Challenge.
Now, this has been going all week, and to be honest, the sooner this is all over, the better. What started out is a friendly bet between the team to see who could be most frugal with their toilet paper use. Hashtag recycling, hashtag saving the world. Quickly turned into backstabbing sabotage and just a big competition of whose bowels were the strongest.
Well, I'm over being judged for it, so I'm glad it's going to be over eventually too.
Good. I'm over having me bloody drink spiked with laxatives last night, guys. That was never discussed.
Bit of fun.
Oh, yeah, let's see if he shits himself live on the air. That'd be fun.
Great
fun for everyone else.
We'll make headlines.
Yeah, that's true. I missed a golden opportunity there. I could have definitely let one through the keeper last night. Look, tonight's the night where we count all our toilet rolls and how many squares we've used throughout the last 3 days. And, of course, I was a very frequent regular number two-er, you know, average three for the past 3 days each day. So 9 in total. As frugal as I've been, numbers just can't stack up with the likes of Pooey Louie and Bumcrack Jack, who only go once or twice every week. It's bizarre.
Like...
Well, you've done one, and it's been 3 days, mate. We've been half a week. You've done one.
Okay.
It's not normal.
Fine. You judge me more.
We've been following and keeping a tally very closely. Now, I used three squares on the first day. Three poos, very, very great ratios there. I had a blowout yesterday due to the laxative spiking of 2019 that you're lucky I'm not going to HR about, by the way. And then today I was back to regular, and once again, a couple of nugs throughout the day, but only
nugs.
Six squares.
Only
six
not?
Squares, which leaves me with a total of 42 squares. 42 for 9, may I say. That's frugal. That was what this experiment was supposed to be about. Now it's interesting we go to Pooey Louie's numbers. 0 on the first day, 0 on the second day. 14 today for the golden goose that you laid. For a total of 14. Well, yeah, well done. But, you know, 14 for 1. These aren't the good ratio numbers. We've got a producer, Jack. 0 on the first day. A little ploppy, reckons, on the second day for 2 squares. And then 20 today. Yeah, he had his blowout. I'm not surprised. He's been holding it in all week. So for a total of 22. Not bad. This is where things get a little darker. Gassy Geezer, the man in the audio dungeon who makes all the audio, Danny Lakey Late Show guy. He was 16 on the first day, nothing yesterday, and he had a bit of a pale look about himself. Struck down with gastro today. Like, real bad gastro. You've
disaster.
Seen the state of the geezer.
He looks green.
He can't even muster the energy to come out of his audio dungeon to even sort of get involved in this break. He is just waiting to go home and just shivering in his little dungeon there. And fortunately today, he was to-ing and fro-ing, and he's used his whole roll. Every last square. I'm pretty sure he had to rip up the cardboard as well and start using that.
That's quite grim. I don't need that detail.
Well,
please.
I'm just saying what the gassy geezer had to do today. Which, I mean, I think all fair in love and war, of course, the deal was the person who uses the most toilet paper by the end of the challenge has to wear an adult diaper on tomorrow's show. Unfortunately for the gassy geezer, that would mean him. I came in third spot with 42 squares. Producer Jack came second with 22. And congratulations, Shuey Louie. You apparently are the most frugal toilet paper user with 14 squares.
Thank you. You're not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it. I'm happy that I don't have to wear the diaper. I'm just going to forget about you two. Me and the geezer gave it a good red hot crack.
Well, we actually got just a text message a little earlier when the office found out, you know, what had happened today with the geezer. I just got a message from our general manager, and it said, "Hey guys, we understand the geezer has lost the toilet paper challenge due to illness. Under strict health and safety practices in the office, though, we cannot have him possibly do number twos in the adult diaper, which is a very high risk if he is still sick. So we'll have to put an end to this now."
What? Oh, that's obvious what's happening then.
Well, we can't have the geezer shitting all over the place tomorrow. That's true. I believe that. I can respect the health and safety. Let's get it. If the geezer's up for wearing the diaper tomorrow, if the geezer thinks he'll be better, we'll put the diaper on. If we've got verbal confirmation, that'll be fine. Get the geezer out of his dungeon, please. I know he's sick. Get it.
Don't make him wear it.
I'm not making him wear it, but
well,
I'm saying...
you're putting the pressure on with this music, Danny.
Well, no. Geezer, as he rolls out, looking very ginger and green. Geezer, can you categorically, confidently say tomorrow that you won't have gastro?
Don't feel pressured.
I probably will, to be honest, because at the moment, every time I go, it looks like a scene out of Alien. It's just...
Oh, my God. I don't know that. You know what that means.
This is a stitch-up.
You're in the diaper. You're in the diaper tomorrow.
Can you spike my drink with laxatives again tomorrow so I'm at a bloody risk?
I'm not being in the studio with you wearing a diaper full of poos.
Bloody hell, geezer. You had one job. Keep healthy throughout the week.
I can't wait for tomorrow now.
All right, I'll be doing the show live from an adult diaper tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Well, unless you've been living on top of a rock, you wouldn't have known about Instagram and Facebook outage. Oh, God, we've survived, guys. which survived the great Insta-outage of 2019. Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram,
all going down over the past 24 hours. Potentially one of the worst. Well, it was about 10 hours of my life. I was trying to send screenshots to the girls' chats, you know, funny memes, like crack up things.
You suffered.
Nothing. Couldn't send it. Wouldn't get a reply.
Was this today or yesterday or last?
Today.
Today.
Today I was sitting there on the couch being like, oh my God, what's happening? What's going on?
Is the internet down? I would have never noticed. I would have never noticed unless good old Alexandra Bryan from the Hit Network News came on at 3 p.m. when I rocked up at work today.
Hi, it's Alexandra Bryant with you. Facebook is recovering from its worst outage in history with Messenger, Insta and WhatsApp all offline for most of the day.
God.
It's really sad hearing that. Like, I went through that. So all those emotions, I rode that with her.
Yeah, it makes sense because I did see you looking very lost today. You were twiddling your thumbs with no phone. I thought, what's gotten into her? Makes all sense now.
Couldn't send memes.
Goodness gracious. You are on your phone a lot. Look, Alexandra Bryant went one step more and got the expert on.
Dr. Sue Ellen-Dreyfus says it's a great chance to take stock of just how much time we're spending online.
This is a poignant reminder of the fact that that can leave you very vulnerable. If you don't have a real-life identity that is separate of that, you may find that your identity evaporates when your Facebook account is suddenly not available or your Instagram doesn't work anymore.
Where are the likes?
That's the thing. Where are the likes? Where are the comments? What are we supposed to do with our lives?
Help us.
Shuey Louis, she had a pretty tough time today. I didn't quite notice it, but it's probably best to just take a thought for, I mean, someone who is going to miss Instagram the most. That's Kim Kardashian. What the hell did she do over the past 24 hours? And you know, luckily enough for us, we've got exclusive footage of the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which was shot in the past 24 hours.
Oh, she'd be devastated.
Just regarding the great Insta outage of 2019.
Tonight on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim finds out that Instagram's down from her Aussie agent.
Yeah, g'day, Kim. It's me. Something's gone wrong, mate.
Why? What's going on?
Just a little something on Insta.
What's wrong?
Instagram and Facebook's down.
Don't scare me, please. What's going on?
It's just a technical glitch. It would just probably be a couple of hours maybe on Insta.
I can't.
It's all right, Kim. It just can't post for a couple of hours, that's all. Kim?
I get a call and my heart drops. This is, like, serious. I don't know what to do.
Meanwhile, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris Jenner now realizes that Instagram's down but tries to remain strong for the family.
It makes me really sad. You can use the handkerchief to wipe your eyes.
It's okay.
I think going through something like this is difficult because the whole thing is something I've never dealt with before.
Next time on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim's Instagram is still down.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. I just have anxiety.
No, Kim, serious. Hey, I understand exactly how you feel right now.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Top sexual fantasies revealed. Dating website has surveyed 2,000 people to find out our most popular fantasies, and the results are really interesting. Sex with the first love was the most common sexual fantasy. People thinking if they could take a trip back down memory lane, rekindling their romance with the one who they lost their virginity to, apparently comes up.
That's weird, because I feel like when you lose your virginity, it's always quite bad.
Is it? Well, speak for your gender.
Sorry.
It's the best moment of our lives.
Mine wasn't. It wasn't wow.
Yeah? No?
No, it was...
Oh, a little small.
Yeah, you could.
Well, you just put your pinky finger up. What does that mean?
Oh, well, that was for your eyes, Danny. And now you've just told the whole of Australia.
No, the size of a small cheese puff is who Shuey Louie lost her virginity to. I can understand. No, the whole of the country sympathises with you. Trust me, it gets better, Shuey
Louie. Please stop speaking.
The first love was the most common sexual fantasy, chosen by 23% of men and 16%. And only 16% of those people felt guilty about their behaviour. 53% of women were fantasising about this sexual fantasy. Other popular fantasies include sex with a celebrity.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, is that your celebrity pass?
Oh, my God, I love the Biebs.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Threesome with a stranger and an affair with a work colleague. Rounding out the top couple of fantasies there. I mean, keep in mind, there will be people out there that go, don't think so. I don't know about that. This was an anonymous survey, by the way. It's amazing what comes out when the anonymity is involved. They've released the top 10 list. I mean, we've heard a couple of them. Sex in a public place, 14% of people have that fantasy.
Oh, yeah, I can see that one.
And sex with someone in authority, police officer or traffic warden, 11% of people want to do that. I mean, not necessarily have sex with the traffic warden, just get their partner to dress up as a traffic warden.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that, like a role play.
Yeah, yeah, a little role play thing. Dressing up, would you, if you had a man and he said, can you dress up as a traffic warden? Can you do that for him?
Oh, it depends on the relationship and, I mean, I'd be open to it.
Yeah, that's the thing with a fantasy. It takes two to tango. Like, it's one thing to have the fantasy. It's another to then, like, express that awkward, embarrassing fantasy to your partner. And then it's another step for them to go, yeah, righto, let's do it.
You would have some weird fantasies.
I do have a few weird fantasies. That is true.
Can you tell us one?
They're not weird on the pinnacle. I had a mate who wanted his missus to dress up as a pony. Wrecked their relationship.
Okay, that's just downright weird inappropriate.
No, there's pony play getting around. You don't want to pony play shame anyone. We've got a couple of pony play listeners on the show.
Shaming.
Okay. He wanted her to wear the clackers and the hoofs and everything and like put a tail and stuff on. And no, she wasn't into it.
God, they ended up breaking up. That's so weird.
You can't bounce back from that. If you get rejected for your pony play fantasy, there's no coming back from it.
I remember you told me that you asked a girl on Bumble if she was into like oil wrestling in a pool with like squishy foods and stuff.
Yes.
What? Like you and her wrestling in the pool and then getting it on?
No, right. So, yes, her Bumble profile said she was kink friendly. Okay, so if you say you're kink friendly.
Who puts that?
Well, she did. And then I'm also quite kink friendly. So I did say, yes, would you like to roll around in a pool of raspberries and massage oil in an inflatable,
my goodness,
inflatable little kids' pool? And she just wrote back, sounds elaborate. And then I wrote, I'd do all the prep. And then never again did she speak to me.
Well, no wonder, because that's bizarre.
She's not kink friendly. Don't say you're kink
friendly.
Sorry, rolling
around in a jelly tub wrestling.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, for goodness sake?
So many things.
I want to know on 131060, what fantasy did you not get over the line?
What fantasy did not get over the line?
Did you ask your partner a fantasy or ask someone and they said, look, I love you, but no thanks. It's hard to bounce back
rejection.
From. Yeah, no, safe space tonight, guys. Safe space. You ever had a fantasy that didn't get over?
No, I can't say I have, Danny.
No,
you've had multiple.
No, you'll try anything. That's the reason why.
Oh, my God.
Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What fantasy did not get over the line? Over the line.
I mean, I reckon if you haven't had a sexual fantasy that didn't get over the line, you're not living your best life. You're not trying hard enough. Seriously, everyone should go through
that. Into them.
Nah, I'm not even like a kinky person on like the scale. On the, if there was a Scoville scale of kink, I'd still be mild chili sauce.
I don't think so. I think you'd be close up there.
Nah, trust me. I went on this website once, fetlife.com. That's for kinksters, like a dating app for kinksters. Mm-hmm. They said, what are you? Are you a dom? Are you a sub? And there was like, are you a leather boy? Are you a sugar daddy? Are you a bear? Are you a bull? Like, are you a pony? Are you a puppy? Are you a... But what, there was just all these
too
things.
Many things.
There was all these things. I didn't know what to do. I just put vanilla. I was last down to that app.
I'm just playing. I'm just looking.
Yeah. I just want to have some missionary sex. Is that too much to ask? Yeah. What fantasy couldn't get over the line? There are things out there. And there's no shame. It takes two to tango. Sometimes. Emily in Wagga Wagga.
Hello.
Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks. What fantasy didn't get over the line for you?
Look, I was totally into the 50 Shades of Grey, and he just wasn't. The totally dominant. And you know, the red room, the hectic stuff.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's nothing worse than a girl yearning for a 50 Shades of Grey, sort of Christian Grey sort of setup, and he's just not into it.
The whole lot. And so, I mean, I can't say I don't have my collection, but...
So, yeah,
you've got to be into it.
How did you try and lure him into that grey world of yours? Were you showing him the movies? Were you telling him about it?
You've got to get it. You've got to have it. You've got to have the tools to be able to work with it.
Yeah, right. So he just wasn't born with those chromosomes, is what you're saying.
Did you break up because of it?
No, you've got to head down to the sex shop, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right. You actually need the physical tools. Yeah, well, fair enough.
Did you break up because of it?
No. Like, he's with me right now.
Oh, put him on.
Get him on the phone.
Wait, put Christian Grey on. Yeah, man.
Okay, Josh, Mr. Grey.
Mr. Grey.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a Mr. Grey at all.
Oh, no, I feel. Because, like, that's the thing. Us guys get tarred with this, like, yeah, we're real masculine, dominant brush. But a lot of us, I've said it before, we're real soft dudes.
Soft dudes.
Real soft dudes.
You've got to positively convince. Yeah.
No, well, what's your fantasy, Josh? Well, what would you, in a perfect world? Fantasy that probably wouldn't get over the line with you.
I don't even know the fantasy, to be honest.
Did you find a happy medium with the Christian Grey kind of thing?
No, I don't think this man's branched outside of the box at all. I think he's into strict missionary and maybe a little bit of nipple play on a Friday night.
Reverse cowgirl?
Don't even blow his brain with that kind of thing. Jeez, not before a few drinks, please.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest white quiz on 131060, celebrating International White Day. All things white, from the whiteness in your pupils to freshly laid snow to fresh reams of A4 paper. Yeah, just take a little second to remember all the important white things in your life. Question number one. It was a form of acne that is caused by bacteria blocking a pore in the skin, featuring the word or sound white in there somewhere. Nicole in Sydney, you are the fastest fingers through tonight. What is it?
Yay! It's a whitehead.
Hey, it is. Whitehead is correct. Yes. Whiteheads. I mean, what would you prefer, a whitehead or a blackhead?
I feel like whiteheads are just so much easier, but blackheads feel so much more, like, satisfying when you get them.
Satisfaction is very much key. You got to feel for Axel Whitehead in these trying times for such an unfortunate surname. And to be honest, such an unfortunate first name as well. He doesn't do surprises, Nicole. Axel Whitehead does not do surprises. Next question. A term for some plain male underwear.
Plain male underwear.
Tidy whiteys. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tidy whiteys is correct. I was simmering over that wrong buzzer for so long.
Oh, I was so worried for a second there.
Oh, God. Felt like an eternity. Here's one. A hypothetical, almost. The man was terrified when he was on a date night with his wife, when all of a sudden his mistress also walked into the restaurant. His face went pale. What did his wife then say to him?
You're white as a ghost?
Oh, yeah, you're white as a ghost. Is there something you're not telling me, Daryl? Nope. Just love the crab meat. Next question.
Also white.
Yeah. Well, with a red, pinkish hue. But depending on where you get your crab meat. Depending on what fish market. Depending on whether it's Tasmania, Atlantic. A derogatory term for this person who's drinking beer and trying to smash a car window with his head.
Are you recording? I smashed side panels. I smashed the back. Now watch this.
What's a derogatory term for that person?
No chance.
No chance. Jamie in Melbourne on 131060. Do you know the answer? A derogatory term for that person.
Can you say it again?
Oh, who is this? A derogatory term for this.
Are you recording? I smashed side panels. I smashed the back. Now watch this.
If you were to call him a derogatory term, what would you call him?
White trash.
White trash is correct. Yeah. I feel if you said it with that much joy, it probably wouldn't be that derogatory. Look at you, you cute old white trash. Final question. You can come through and steal Nicole's EFM wireless charger. A famous franchise of funeral directors.
Oh, I know this.
I mean, I feel if you knew it, you would have said it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I need it off the tongue, to be honest, if you're to win the quiz. Madison in Melbourne, could you steal Jamie's EFM wireless charge pad?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Joel in Melbourne, could you steal Madison's EFM wireless charge pad?
Is it White Lady Funerals?
Huge.
Never seen anything like it. Oh, yeah. The White Lady Funeral Directors, they'll do it with peace and grace. No doubt about it. Get faster, more efficient charging with EFM wireless charge pads. It's all yours, Jolio.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice. Good on you.
Deborah is a very special woman. Not just because she's a great mum. Or a loving daughter.
Okay.
But because of what she does every day.
Really?
Deborah is a white lady.
What?
Giving a woman's touch.
Oh.
A woman's care.
Interesting.
A woman's compassion.
All right.
To people just like you.
Okay, I mean, I can show compassion. I'm a man.
White Lady Funerals.
All right.
A woman's understanding.
Jesus.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Late Show on 131060. That is the end of the show. Final thought by myself before we do go. The producer, Jack. He's looking very confused over here. Don't worry. He's looking at the computer where I play my songs and he's going, that doesn't look right. Don't worry, producer Jack. Okay. It's all under control there. He's, of course, been scouring Facebook and finding some of the comments that really subtext is just a cry for attention and feeling too insignificant in the real world, making sure that they get their just comeuppance on the social media. And Chewy Louie has been figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. I mean, next time you sort of have a debate with someone, or if you could live forever, would you do it? And, you know, you usually get two responses. Either no, because then why would you wake up every day? And that's what spurs you on to do things every day. You get that response. And then there's also the, hell yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. I could do everything. I could live my life a billion, billion, billion times over and do everything I ever wanted to do. Then shut them down by saying, well, you know what? Statistically, at some point during these billion, 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 billion years, you'll get stuck somewhere and no one can find you. You'll be stuck there for the rest of your days, forever. Imagine that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, why statistically?
Well, if you live for a billion, 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 billion years, forever, then at some point you will get stuck somewhere where no one else can find you.
Like on a desert island.
Well, wherever.
Like in an elevator.
Doesn't matter where. You'll get stuck somewhere eventually.
But only for...
That's confusing.
Why are you saying it'll be forever?
Because you'll still live forever.
Yeah,
you can't die.
Doesn't mean you'll be stuck in an elevator forever.
You will. Yeah, well, not the bloody elevator. You'll get stuck somewhere where no one will ever find you. And you'll at least be there for a million years. You want to be in a shelf for a million years? God, I'm the only enlightened being on this show.
Don't know about that one.
No, this is next level. No, this is next level thinking, guys. Some ideas just aren't meant for the general public. The bottom 99%. Producer Jack been scouring the internet.
Yes. So today, a picture of a man skating shirtless has gone viral because he's got his kid on the skateboard with him.
Oh, I saw that. He's on a longboard. He's like one of those grommet sort of adults that use a longboard to get around.
Pretty
and then
sure
he's carrying
the,
his kid.
In the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
He's just like got his shirt off, skating,
a lot of that.
And he got the kid next to him. And the
or he's carrying the kid.
He's carrying the kid.
Yeah.
While he's skating.
Yeah.
It's gone viral because people are quite outraged that he would put his kid in this situation.
Oh, because what if he stacks it?
Yeah.
The kid's going head first.
So it's quite a risky move.
Yeah. Not going to lie. Yeah.
But anyway, some people think that it's okay. Such as Ainsley, who says, I think people should mind their own business before we become a nation of plastic wrap. So she has no problems with it.
Imagine that if we were literally a nation of just plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Just people, unsuspecting Chinese tourists come here and it's just glad wrap everywhere. Like, what was this all about?
A man named Sean was also on this guy's side. And he goes, God, people get offended when the wind changes this day and age. Wake up to yourselves. So they don't mind it.
No, they don't. That's what's happened there is the haters have came, but then the haters have got hated on.
Yeah.
And it's a balance of power back the other way.
Yeah.
Even still, this is just a whole heap of grown adults fighting online about a man that they don't know with a skateboard that they've never been on. Oh, dear. Chewy Louie, moment of the night.
The fave moment of the night for me has got to be when we were talking about what fantasy did you not get over the line with your partner.
That's right.
And this girl just, she wanted a Christian Grey and she couldn't get it.
She was screaming for a Dom, and then all of a sudden we realised that the Dom was actually still in the picture and right next to her. So we said, well, put the Dom on. Put Mr. Christian Grey, Mr. Wannabe on the
get
line.
Him on the show.
Put Christian Grey on. Mr. Grey.
Yeah.
He
doesn't sound like a Mr. Grey at all.
No, he wasn't a Mr. Grey, was he? He wasn't a Mr. Grey.
Yes.
Oh, a good show. Radio Tinder on tomorrow night. I have good word that Costantino's on tomorrow, producer Jack.
No,
not yet. No. Interesting.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.